This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers could head off the possibility of more than $2 billion in property tax cuts with the special session underway now. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
Initiative 108, which is set for the November ballot, could reduce property tax collections by $2.4 billion per year if it's approved by voters. That's compared to the tax rate set in current law. But the measure's backers have agreed to accept a much smaller cut instead. They'll withdraw Initiative 108 and another ballot measure if lawmakers reduce statewide property tax collections by less than $200 million. The tax cut campaigners say they've achieved most of their goal, especially since they've already extracted hundreds of millions in other tax discounts from previous law changes. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new University of Colorado Boulder study finds proteins that stick around long after a COVID-19 infection may help explain part of the puzzle of what's driving neurological changes of long COVID. Researchers injected the spinal fluid of rats with the S1 antigen, a smaller part of the protein of the COVID-19 virus. They found levels of the rat equivalent to cortisol in humans dropped sharply. Cortisol is key for humans to generate energy for everyday activities and also to exercise, said lead author Matt Frank.
I really believe that this could be playing a role in the fatigue symptoms that most long COVID patients describe.
The study, funded by the Poly Bio Research Foundation, was published this week in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity. This is CPR News at 7:06.